Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue. To myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. And normally I'd be here to answer your gardening questions, but we are actually I'm taping a few of these shows as I'm out for a few weeks, getting some preventative maintenance, as we're calling it, done. I'll be back soon, but wanted to give you live shows instead of just reruns or something along those lines. So just wanted to kind of bring it up, just let you know what's going on early in the show. But we have a great show for you, 8 o'clock hour, the entire hour. Karen from Natural Alternative is going to join us again. Tons of great stuff. The gift guide that they have. And, we're going to talk about, you still have time to get the gifts from them delivered to yourself, to your loved ones, your neighbors. All of those things are still available at this point. It's Sunday, December 17th. So you kind of count that back. There's, 8 days till Christmas, right? On the 8th day, it'll be Christmas, which means the majority of the men out there are going to start shopping in 7 days. But we're going to make sure that that doesn't happen, because we want you to go to Natural Alternatives website, and we're going to tell you all about it later today. You'll have the products. You won't even have to leave your pajamas today. Just drink that coffee, listen on the radio, grab the newspaper, and just get ready, because you're going to have extra time after you hear the garden, the gift guide from Natural Alternatives. So that's coming up at 8 o'clock. So we look forward to that. There's other things we're going to be discussing today, obviously, with Christmas so close. Just some ideas to give people for gifts when it comes to Christmas, right? Is it books? Is it tools? Is it lawn care? Is it, IOU type things, but with garden related themes? Is it a houseplant? Is it bulbs? Is it, what is it? Gift cards are always great to garden centers, right? But I like the idea of giving the gift card, but having a little bit of an extra attachment to it and saying, so I want you to get this at the, I got this gift card to a garden center for you, but I got to go along so I can hang out and see all those cool plants and, kind of maybe help you make some of the decisions, right? I know it's not the greatest thing behind it, but come on. It's great to go spend time at a garden center, especially if you're going to do it during the winter months. Just walking around the greenhouses, walking around, seeing what's going on. I mean, it's always 70 degrees in a greenhouse during the winter months, right? It's always warm. So, definitely, something to be said about adding that little, maybe I can go with you. Maybe I can, be part of it with you. But, so that's one way to be looking at it. The others, hey, go into the garden center yourself and go buy something specifically from the garden for the gardener, right? You know, maybe it's a houseplant. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's just, maybe it's soil. Maybe it's, I don't know what it would be, but there are so many options for it. So, you know, I found one cool thing that would be a really, you know, different gift idea for the gardener, you know, when it comes to the houseplants, right? So you've heard of probably the plant nanny, right? You fill it up, it slowly releases into the soil. Well, I found this thing online that I think is phenomenal. It's called a plant life support, right? So plant life support, it looks like an IV bag, and you kind of hang it into the soil, and you let the water drip into the plant indoors. I mean, you can find it at a number of different places, but how funny is that? Like, it's just like you're giving, you know, life to your plants by doing this. It's just, it literally looks like a an IV bag. It's got the directions on it clear. It's just so funny, so cool. I mean, that could be even a stocking stuffer, right? It's just a pretty cool, different idea. Because, you know, we sit here and we say, well, let's get this, let's get that. Let's find something different, right? Let's find something cool that you can find out there. And again, this one's called the Plant Life Support. It's an automatic watering system. So just something different, something cool that you could be looking for your gardener. You know, there's so many other things. Obviously, you know, love looking at different types of books you can get for the gardener, right? Giving information about gifts, like about the garden, is one of the best gifts. It's the knowledge, right? All of that knowledge of what to do and when to do it in the garden. I mean, I can't say enough about that knowledge. You know, it wouldn't get me where I am with all everything that I know about plants, and I'm always looking for extra information in regards to the garden, right? Looking for, you know, what goes best here. You know, one book that I would love to have that I still haven't found the best book out there is just a giant guide to all the different weeds that happen in the yard and garden, right? And just their name, how to identify them, and what you can do to get rid of them. And I'm not talking, you know, just the spray. I'm talking what else we can do. You know, is it that they love acidic soil and we want to make the soil better? Is it, you know, these can be used in other parts of the garden that will benefit wildlife? What, you know, what's the deal? And I haven't found that right book yet when it comes to, you know, the different types of weeds in the yard and garden. Because that, I will say, is one of the more common questions we'll get, right? I have this weed. Can you tell me what it is? Or, you know, I have this weed. I just don't know what to do with it. And, you know, can I kill it? Is it fine? Is it invasive? Does it creep along the ground? Does it just get into clumps? What happens? All those things are things that I would love to have more information on. So that's one of my ideal gifts for Christmas if it was out there, right? I'm sure you have your list. I wouldn't say it's as like mine, but if you love the garden, you know, maybe it's got something to do with different sets of tools, right? Maybe it's a new pruning set. You know, maybe you have, you know, a tree that next year that you want to make that, or a small bush, right, into a bonsai. And you want the right pruners. You want bonsai pruners versus just hedge shears, right? Maybe you're looking for getting those. These are all things that, you know, we want to think about the next season. And our next season is always in the garden, right? This is the season to me. Obviously, there's spring, summer, fall, and winter. But with a gardener, the season is, are you in the garden, or are you planting indoors, or are you back in the garden, right? Those are the two seasons. Are you outside in the garden, or are you inside using grow lights? What season is it, right? And I'm always thinking more for the outside and what we can do next. And I like to plan, and I like to get those things figured out and kind of say, all right, this is my goal for the year. You know, and it leads me into, you know, as I discussed last week, looking at some sort of journal, right? Journaling in regards to what you want to do in the garden. And then it's not just about the journaling aspect of what you want to do. It's what you see in the garden. What you see at certain times of year. You know, is there an insect problem at this time of year? Is there a watering problem? So that when you look back at this yearly, you can kind of say, all right, well, this happened last year. How am I going to prevent it for next year? And that's thinking about IPM, or integrated pest management, right? To get all crazy with all those terms and everything, but that is something that we should be thinking about during these upcoming winter months. How we can prevent things from happening. And remember that this previous year, we had tons of rain. And the year before that, it was a drought. So now maybe it's something in between. Journaling that, writing that down is going to help you remember and make the best decisions for the garden. Now we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some ideas of what we can be doing this time of year, what we can be getting as gifts for our loved ones, and just general, you know, horticultural talk, chat, right? We're just talking different things to be doing. When we ended the last break, we were talking about journaling about your garden, you know, talking about integrated pest management, right? One of the things, you know, and one of the reasons I bring it up is because a lot of times in our garden, some of the same things tend to happen, just not necessarily exactly at the same time. And we can tell when things are going to happen. Like, we know that there's most likely going to be fungus in the lawn or garden if we have a very rainy spring, or during the late spring and into summer, we see the forecast of heavy rain and then high humidity for a few days. We see that and we know what's going to happen. But you always look at it the next year and you say, oh, what was that product that I used to prevent this? Or what was it called? And what was I supposed to do 6 weeks before that? And so those are the things I want you to think about, right? Because with fungus in the lawn, in the garden, there's a product out there that we've talked about for many years, and the product's called Infuse. And if you use it early as a preventative, you're using so much less of the product then you would have to, if you get the fungus, and then have to apply it every 2 weeks for multiple applications. Right? So, we're thinking about not only how we're going to prevent it, we're also thinking about how we're going to use less of something along those lines. You know, sometimes you do need some sort of synthetic product. But you might look at it and say, I don't like using synthetic products. I'll use them when I can, or when I have to, but I don't want to use them that much. Well, for a fungus like this, and if you have it in the lawn, this is one way to use less of it by preventing. Because you use half the rate, and you do it every 3 to 4 weeks, whereas if it's happening, you double the rate, or you use the full rate. So I should say the first one is just a regular rate. It's usually about like 1.5 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Then the next application is doubled, right? So it technically it's half of this of the infected rate. But anyways, that's besides the point. So you're using double the amount of the first preventative type if you are looking to use it as a curative. So you look at it as a curative, you're using it every 10 to 14 days versus every 21 to 28 days. So in a 3-month span, you could, let's say, for 1,000 square feet, use 4.5 pounds. Or if you're using it during that 3-month span, which they usually say 3 to 4 applications, right, you are using a total of 12 to 15 pounds. Whereas if a preventative, you're using 4.5. So triple the amount is needed for a curative versus a preventative. So now circling all the way back to this journal that I was talking about, if you wrote down that you know you get fungus this time of year, every year, that you should use a preventative, it's going to remind you that early, and you're going to put it down, and it's not only going to save you time, money, it's also going to use less of the chemicals and putting in the lawn. Now, obviously, there are other options for organics, but I think you understand what I'm going with here. You know, one way to look at our reducing our chemical use, if that's what you're, you know, thinking about, is using less, not just getting rid of it all the way. Slowly use less. So this is one way to think about it. And coming with that journal, it's definitely got that. It's going to help you figure that out. Well, anyways, we are going to take a break. And when we get back, more things to do in the garden throughout the year. So we'll be back in a few.
Ever fed the birds during the winter?
It's a lot of fun.
But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update.
This tragic mistake was made, but obviously this is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
You're listening to White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby reacting to the Israeli military mistakenly killing 3 Israeli hostages during combat in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling it an unbearable tragedy. Netanyahu implying that hostage release talks are continuing today.
My goal, as you know, in our conversations, is to see how we can help the remaining hostages.
To Capitol Hill now, where members of the Biden administration and Senate negotiators continue to meet about aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, and aid for our southern border. Republicans have blocked this funding bill and will only vote for it if it includes stricter border regulations. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. No phone number is needed here today. We are talking about all different things we can be getting for gifts for the gardener this time of year. I am out for a few weeks. Been out for a few weeks. A few more weeks to go, but I have taped all these for you ahead of time, so you have some great content to be listening to on your Sunday morning. Now, we've been talking, you know, different things for the gardener. Gifts. It's Christmas. We're 7 shopping days left until Christmas Day. You know, that garden journal kind of went off on a little bit of a tangent on some different things that you can do with it. But it is so beneficial. One of the things that I learned in college is I had, you know, multiple insect classes, right? So... entomology, right? Multiple classes for it. One of the best teachers I had out there by the name of Bob Childs. We all called him Bobby Bugs. He knew it. He loved it. Guy was incredible. He was so smart when it came to entomology and the bugs and the different things for it. He actually made it fun. Like, I watched people who you could tell were like, all right, I'm in college because I was told I have to. I already own a landscape business. I know everything, right? Those guys. And I watched them sit there and actually enjoy talking about bugs. Like, you know, we're the guys who are out there mowing the lawns, planting trees, doing all this. And this professor really knew how to get to everybody. And so... he was the one who introduced to us IPM, the Integrated Pest Management. And he brought up a lot of these things where, you know, writing things down, journaling them, helps you so much in the future when it comes to your garden. And it's not only going to just benefit you, it's going to benefit the environment, it's going to benefit your customers, whoever it was, right? And that's one of the things that I thought was so cool. And it, you know... he was awesome. He passed away a few years ago. And I'll tell you, just any time I saw him at any trade show, you could see him from a mile away because he had a giant smile on his face always. But he's the one who really started talking to me about integrated pest management. And it just hit. It was just like, this makes sense. You know, this isn't just about what chemical does this, what kills this, what does this. It's how can we do more with less? How can we prevent? How can we just predict what could come next? And the other thing is, just going back to it a little bit, is the journal doesn't have to be about all the bad things that happen. It should be about the successes that happen in the garden, right? Our buddy Daryl up in Vermont used to say to us all the time when it came to the soil tests, why is it that when it comes to a soil test, it's always because something's wrong? You kind of think about it, it's like, well, we want to fix it. That's, you know, it's like going to a doctor just to, you want to get it fixed if there's an issue, obviously. But he makes a great point. Celebrate the successes in the garden as well. So you can remember those for years to come and look at it and say, oh yeah, I did this and this is why I was successful. So I think one of the best gifts you can give a gardener would be something like a garden journal to do all these things, right? You can give them tools, you can give them a kneeler, you can give them different books, but I think the idea behind it is a lot of gardeners like to plan out things, and this journal will help them plan out and do that. I don't have a specific journal, right? Just a notebook with paper. That's the best way to do it. But I just wanted to just kind of talk about it because I feel as though it is a simple gift, but it's very important to the garden. So we'll talk about more gifts for the gardeners coming up at the 8 o'clock hour with Karen from Natural Alternative. So that, you know, listen to that at the 8 o'clock hour. It'll be a really exciting information, as always. You know, so what else is going on? Well, close to Christmas, you know, what is it that you're going to be doing with that tree? Are you going to keep it, you know, for right after Christmas? Are you going to get rid of it? Or are you going to keep it up until, you know, a couple weeks into January? Or is it, you know, an artificial tree, you know, one that you're like, eh, I'm just going to leave it up. I mean, I saw something, you know, that people were getting ready for Christmas by putting their Christmas trees up before Halloween, because people wanted to just have the artificial tree up early and just have it, right? I mean, that's aggressive to me, but the artificial, you kind of can just keep up and stay and keep going with it, right? So what are you going to do this year with it? How are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do, right? So those are things we're thinking about. As we get close to the holiday season. And then once the holidays are done, what are you going to do with all of your products? Right? What are you going to do with the tree? What are you going to do with the greens that you used? What are you going to do with the mantelpiece that you used? What are you going to do with them? You know, is it recycle them? Do you have somebody that, you know, in the area that picks up trees and picks up those things? Or is it the town where you have to drop it off? Get those things figured out ahead of time so that when it does come time to, you know, clean up, you know exactly where it's going. You're not sitting here saying, oh man, all right, what am I going to do with this? Where am I going to put this? So just some things to be thinking about before it comes time to clean up, because when it's cleanup time, it's usually, all right, take these things down, and it's out the door as quick as possible. Let's think about it ahead of time. See, the other thing we should be looking at doing, if we haven't already, you know, bring in, you know, if you have bird feeders, if you have, I can't think of what it is. If you have a bird feeder, the idea, bring them closer to the house before we get into the heavy part of winter, right? We're only a few days from winter officially starting, but the, you know, the deep season of winter, making sure you bring the, you know, the bird feeder closer to the house. If you have a deck, try to get one of those deck attachments, right? The thing I was thinking about, a bird bath, right? Maybe it's getting that bird bath closer to the house, and maybe it's purchasing a small little heater to make sure it keeps some of the water in there for the birds during the winter months, right? All these things are things we can be thinking about doing right now outside. Doesn't necessarily have to be inside with the gardening because it's December. You know, the temperature is going to tell you those things. I can't tell you the exact temperature because obviously I'm taping this ahead of time. But you can make those decisions yourself. I know you can. Anyways, what else can we be doing while we're out there? You know, is there cleanup in the yard that needs to be done? Is there, you know, pruning that needs to be done? What is there left to do out there? You know, maybe while you're out there, you just kind of look around. You look into the trees and you might see some dead and damaged branches. You might see, you know, hey, well, that tree's leaning a little bit more. I'm going to keep an eye on it. But while you get outside during these winter months, bring in some things closer to the house, keep an eye up in the trees. So you never know when something could be a little different here. Now, it's funny. I always have the computer open while we're talking. And for those of you who always say, the computer's listening, well, I look up in the screen and the search engine says, get tree service quotes while I'm talking about trees. Maybe I got to turn off the microphone. I don't know. Anyways, that was actually one of the things I wanted to lead into is, you know, you see some of these things now that you know need to be done for next year. Get on the list for tree service. Call them up and see. You know, a couple of years ago when I wanted tree service done in my yard, I was looking in August. And I called somebody and they told me, it was the end of August, they told me they were booked for the rest of the year and into the beginning of the next year. So some of these places are already filling up or are already filled up. So getting on their schedule could mean maybe it's March. But you got to get on those things now. And it's the same thing, right, with, you know, some of the landscapers that you might use. If you're using something to plan out a garden, but you know, I got to bring in 25 yards of loom and I'm going to need somebody with a machine to do it, try to get those things done now. And I don't mean the actual project. I mean booking it, talking with the landscapers that are there. You know, some of these guys, a lot of them, you know, guys and girls, they're running their companies and doing snow removal, right, during the winter. But they probably would rather be doing something else and talking to you about getting that settled for the next year. And if there's no snow on the ground, some of these guys might even come and say, let me take some measurements now. Let's get some ideas flowing ahead of time. Right? It's it leads me to another idea for a gift, right? Maybe it's contacting one of these guys for a consultation, having them come over to the house as a gift to somebody in the house, knowing maybe it's your husband, maybe it's your wife, that they want to do a certain garden. They have ideas, but you know you need somebody to really plan it out for you. We'll get them in sooner rather than later if they're willing to, or get on the list and go ahead and do that type of thing. Because a lot of garden centers, a lot of different places have these consultation type services, right? Where they'll come to the house, give you ideas, draw something up quick. Or they'll have one where they'll come and take pictures. You'll come and sit with them and the whole big service will be done. But that's another great option for somebody who's going to do something in the garden, right? It's just, there's so many different things you could be doing for somebody that really wants, you know, loves the garden and works in the garden so much. And I think this would actually be a really good one. You know, get ahead of it. Because you start calling around in March, April, they're all busy and they're probably saying, yeah, we'll get to you in like July. I mean, the other thing, too, is you know you're going to have some sort of graduation party for someone at the house at the end of June. You want to get on those lists early and say, all right, I need to make sure my yard gets cleaned up and done around this time. Book it now, right? Give it as a gift to somebody. Hey, I got this for you. I'm planning out things. So, you know, a little bit, you know, they're not your typical gifts, but it shows that you are thinking about that other person a little bit more. It's not just, here's a shirt. I like you. It's, hey, I know that you really are into the garden and want to do some different things. So I got somebody to come and help you do that to get your thoughts together. That right there shows a little bit more that you care than, here's a flannel. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. We get back more, you know, talk about gifts for the gardener, and we'll talk about some timely information. We'll be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix-and-pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Things to be thinking about for that Christmas gift. We are 7 shopping days away and 8 days from the big day. I know my kids are excited and ready for it already. But, hey, let's enjoy it this year. And maybe it's bringing some flowers into the house. Maybe it's a flowering plant for Christmas. And you don't have to just go with that typical poinsettia. Go out and get an amaryllis and get one with some different colors to it. Maybe even look for a container that might actually have amaryllis and paper whites together in the same pan, right? Get that red, white, and green color coming towards it. That is a holiday type package right there. That's something cool to be looking at. Get some. Maybe it's a cyclamen. Maybe it's a Kalanchoe or a Calancio. Get those things into the house for those next 7-8 days. You got family coming over. Maybe look at some nice different, centerpieces. Maybe it's just getting some different flowers and having it on the table for that holiday party that you're going to have. Bring some color into it. And it doesn't always have to be those reds and greens of Christmas, right? There are some different amaryllis out there that could be a nice pink and white color, an apricot color looking to it, not so it's not the same as everything else you see. There's some sorts of chrysanthemums that can be forced this time of year that you can find out there. But get something to liven it up, and it doesn't necessarily have to be the poinsettia. It's not just about the poinsettia this time of year. know, we've talked for a number of weeks of all the different types of foliage type plants that you could be doing and bringing in for the year. So I'm not going to bore you with some of the same exact things as we have discussed. But think about those too. Think about some different house plants to have in the house. And then later on, as you hear, maybe protolizer is a good gift to give somebody with the houseplant you've given. So bring in something to liven it up. Get some color into the house. It's not just the poinsettia any longer. You know, maybe it's the Christmas cactus. What else is there? There's so many others. Maybe it's just the paper whites itself. Maybe it's a style of amaryllis it's that waxed bulb, right? Not just the bulb that you put in soil. It's a waxed bulb that basically, at the end of the day, you toss at the end of it. It doesn't need to be really watered. It doesn't need to be dealt with. It's just done. So that's something to be thinking about as well, to add some color into the house. You know, obviously, there's not a ton of the flowering plants. There's a few for this time of year, but it's not like all of them, right? You know, maybe it's an orchid or a cyclamen, right? The cyclamen's got that cool flower that has the stem that pops up, and then the flower kind of droops off of the top of it. And then the orchids. The orchids are love to bloom, you know, in the, depending upon the style, will bloom at different times of year. But that's a great one to bring in with different colors. Lots of, you know, light pinks and purples versus the red and green, right? Those typical Christmas colors. So just try to think of something a little different, right? Maybe it's making an arrangement, getting some like holly leaves with berries on them, making your own, you know, centerpiece with it, adding a few of the different types of greens like pine or Fraser fir and, you know, balsam fir or noble fir, getting some juniper in there, all those different things. Bring something in to lighten up, because bringing plants inside, they brighten everybody's mood. So, just some ideas for you. And we're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll change the subject a little bit. Talk about things that we can plan for the fall and do, excuse me, for the spring, and plan for those next seasons, like the spring months. So, we're going to take a break. We will be back in a few.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.